Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, it is officially the first day of fall, and you can feel it. Crisp autumn wind and the changing leaves. And joining us to talk about some of her favorite ways to soak up the season's flavors is Amy Traverso, senior food editor at Yankee Magazine and author of the award-winning The Apple Lover's Cookbook. Amy, it is so great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you love about fall?
I have to say, I'm one of those people that goes kicking and screaming into the season. I hate to see summer end, but then fall comes along and I'm dragged along at first, but then you start to experience all those pleasures of the season, the apples and the colors and the smells and also the moods. I mean, I think every season has a certain kind of mood state, and I love that kind of, when that cozy feeling starts to settle in and you make, you know, apple crisp for the first time, or you start to see restaurant menus changing and the food's getting a little, it's good.
You know, for me, I actually love the beginning of fall. Love it, because usually by the end of the summer, I'm done with the heat and humidity.
Yes.
And then, so the beginning of the fall when the first coolness comes in and the leaves and the transition,
right.
I love. And then the middle, I'm less partial to. But then the end of it, I like again, because we're sort of heading into winter.
Yeah.
I guess I just like change points.
Yeah, you did. Well, in September, one thing I think we don't talk about enough, September really is the best month, in my opinion, for eating in New England, because you still have the corn. The tomatoes are really good and ripe. Like, a lot of our favorite foods are still being harvested. And then we also have some of the fall stuff coming online.
So let's talk about some of the stuff that we can do, right? Because even though we're in fall, it's actually supposed to be in the 70s this weekend. So good weekend to go out. Any events that you're excited about?
Yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend. There's the What the Fluff Festival, which is, they're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the invention of Archibald Query's marshmallow fluff. And that's going to be a really fun day in Union Square. Starts at about 3 o'clock. And, you know, they have fluff musical chairs. They have a burlesque group that's doing, they call themselves the Fluffettes. Flufferettes. They have cooking contests. That's a great one. I'm going to be in Copley Square tomorrow at the Let's Talk About Food Festival.
Yeah.
This is a great event. We're looking at sort of sustainability and thinking about food, you know, where does it come from? How do we consume? But not just here. I mean, there's cooking demonstrations and there's authors signing books and it's really a great, like, the full 360 of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later on in the season, I'm seeing the Wellfleet Oyster Fest.
That's a great
in
one.
October.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And oysters, I mean, eating oysters is actually, you know, beneficial act. Oysters clean our oceans. And the more oysters we eat, the more oysters get planted or nurtured in our seas on these farms. So eat oysters and go to Wellfleet. It's beautiful that time of year. It's very temperate. And then you've got, following up, the Martha's Vineyard Food and Wine Festival is later in October, the 19th to the 22nd. That's a, like, great dine around, really fun, crazy food celebration. But one of my favorites is a little lesser known. It's the first weekend of November. It's called Cider Days.
Cider Days, okay.
It's a celebration. Of course, I'm an apple nerd, so I love it. But it's a celebration of New England's apple culture, and especially cider, which hard cider is something we've been drinking from the very beginning of this American experiment. I mean, John Adams drank it every morning for breakfast. And
hard cider,
fermented apple juice, because obviously there's no refrigeration. If you've got some cider, it's going to turn. And this, there are hundreds of ciders from around the world brought together, and you can taste them. You can do workshops on everything from growing apples to making cider to cooking with apples.
It's fantastic.
Where is it out again? In Franklin County.
So, like, okay.
Deerfield, Shelburne Falls out there. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, great.
It's a
Cider
great
Days.
Event.
First weekend of November.
Every year. And I I try to go every year. It's one of my favorite events.
Okay. So there are so many great places to go apple picking that this next question I want to ask you is like pretty, it's very unfair, right? Because we can't possibly name them all.
No.
But what are some of your favorite orchards?
So yeah, for me, the orchards that really shine are the ones that have a lot of variety of apple because I like to experiment with different, especially heirlooms. My favorite place in the Boston area to go is Neshoba Valley Winery, which is out in Bolton. They have a winery. They make various fruit and grape wines. They have a restaurant on site, but they have a regular orchard with the more familiar varieties, Cortlands, Max, all the things, and you can just show up and go picking. But they also have this heirloom orchard, which you have to actually call ahead and just say, "I'd like to pick the heirloom apples," and they'll say, "Sure." You know, they just need to keep track of who's coming. And they have more than 100 varieties of antique.
100?
Yeah, 100.
Wow.
Apples from France, apples where the flesh is rosy pink inside, apples from England. Ashmead's Kernel is one of my favorites. It dates back to 1700. They have it. So that's where I always have to go every year to sort of get my collection going
again. Terrific. Well, you know, if folks want to go to radioboston.org, we actually put a list of Amy's top six orchards in Massachusetts on the website.
Yeah.
So radioboston.org then again. Okay, so those are teasing me now.
So you I brought in some apple treats.
They look so good. Are these cider muffins?
These are apple cider muffins. Cider donut muffins.
Cider donut muffins.
So all the pleasure and flavor of the donut, but none of the frying. They really do taste like cider donuts.
I like the frying.
The frying, but you know how it kind of, it's like a lot of work and it's messy and it makes your house smell.
Okay, You talk about it. I'm going to eat one.
So these are basically a muffin that has concentrated apple cider in the batter. That's the liquid. There's nutmeg.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Isn't it good? And then when they're done, and so it's like a nice muffin, and then when you're done, but it just has cider in it. When you're done, you brush them with a little butter and roll them in cinnamon sugar, so you get that crunchy exterior like a donut, but you can bake them, and they are...
You have to keep talking to them.
They are really one of my favorite things to make, and they always convert. Like, it's a conversion experience whenever people make them.
Those are delicious. Okay. Well, I just had a tiny bite there, and I almost just sort of, like, said goodbye to the rest of the segment because I just wanted to keep eating. But we actually have this recipe on our website as well. Again, so run, don't walk to radioboston.org for Amy Traverso's apple cider donut muffins recipe.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So, Amy, I'm just wondering, like, one of the great things about New England is that obviously we have deep traditions to draw on here.
Yeah.
But the food scene's also changing. Things are changing. So what trends have you been detecting?
One thing I'm excited about, and Boston's always been a seafood town, but I think until the past few years, we felt very wedded to a certain style of, you know, you have to hit your marks. You have to hit your lobster roll, your chowder, your scrod, your baked stuffed shrimp. And then we got Great Bay, which is no longer here, but was replaced by Island Creek Oyster Bar, and started to see a little more experimentation. And I see Boston becoming a seafood town in a new way, a little more innovative. When you think about restaurants like Waypoint in Harvard Square. Mm. Michael Scalfo's doing just really interesting. He calls it coastally inspired. He doesn't even say it's a seafood restaurant because I think he wants us to broaden our idea of what that might mean. And then there's a new place, the Mooncusser Fish House, which is owned by the folks who have 80 Thoreau out in Concord, Massachusetts. This is their first Boston restaurant. And again, you're seeing a little bit less of the I have to do the New England classics and a little bit more global influence. Also, a lot more openness to eating sustainable fish that has not at least yet been overfished. Things like fluke and monkfish and tautog.
I need to display my pescatorial ignorance.
Yes.
Tautog?
Yes. It's a very delicious fish. I mean, it's like it's kind of got a little bit of meatiness to it, but it's not like a really oily. I mean, some people don't like bluefish because it's like very heavy and oily.
I've never seen it on a menu.
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, they have it at Mooncusser. They're serving it at Mooncusser right now. And, you know, these, if we are willing to eat hake in all of these. They used to be called trash fish, simply not because they were bad.
Yeah.
There wasn't a market for them, and there was nothing to do with them. If we expand our horizons as diners, then the fishermen in Gloucester who are going out of business and who are really struggling,
they'll have a market to provide the fish for.
Yeah.
Exactly. So lots of good reasons for sustainability and supporting local fishermen there. We've got about 30 seconds, Amy.
Yes.
For what about maybe a hidden gem further afield?
Yes. There's so much going on outside the city. There are so many great destination restaurants now. I think about, like, Boston is a city where wealth is accumulating, for better or worse. And in California, that happened, and they got the wine country. Right. We have, I mean, that it existed before, but it became what it was. We are now starting to get this rural thing. So one place I love, Thompson House Eatery in Jackson, New Hampshire. That's Jeff and Kate Fournier, who used to own 51 Lincoln here in Newton. They've moved. They have a farm. They're raising their own food and they're making incredible food in the White Mountains.
Oh,
there's
fantastic.
A lot of those places.
Jackson, New Hampshire, Thompson House Eatery. Well, Amy Traverso, senior food editor at Yankee Magazine and author of The Apple Lover's Cookbook. Thank you so much, and happy fall to you.
You too.
And again, at RadioBoston.org, we've got Amy's list of her favorite orchards and the recipe for these amazing apple cider donut muffins. Make them this weekend. That's it. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.